All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey, don't forget today, big day, Ash Wednesday. Melissa, you gonna go get your ash?
Excuse me?
Are you gonna go get your ash?
Get my ass? What?
Yeah. I mean, they're doing special.
Yeah, they've had to change it up.
Yeah.
No touching.
Wait, so how does that work then? I don't get it.
Well, they're not doing, you know, how they usually make the cross on your forehead.
Yeah.
Some places are using like individual, kind of like a Q-tip type thing.
Right.
And then throwing it out.
Oh.
And then there's others where it's just going to be like a sprinkle on your head.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard this place is doing like drive-thrus.
There's, oh. You know,
so because of Corona, they're being careful with rubbing dirt on people's heads?
Yeah, not speaking and...
Right, right.
Okay.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because every other year, it's somebody rubbing dirt on your head. You're still getting dirt rubbed on your head.
Right, but if you're using a Q-tip now, you're not getting the germs from someone's, you know...
Not breathing.
But you're still getting dirt rubbed on your head every other year.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, just rub the dirt on your head and keep it moving. It's blessed dirt, isn't it? It's God.
The ashes from Palm Sunday.
Yeah, see,
wait,
God has blessed.
Start of
just like the water has been blessed, God has blessed this dirt, so it should be Corona free.
Okay,
that doesn't make sense. I think that makes sense. The Lord has blessed.
I understand
blessed.
What you're trying to say.
Thank you.
Like,
thank
the
you
Lord wouldn't make us sick.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Just like the Lord has blessed the water and those little cookies. That when you know
it's communion wafers.
Cookies.
Yeah. Same thing.
It's not cookies.
Yeah.
They're very
whatever.
Bland tasting, actually.
He has blessed this dirt that you're getting rubbed on your head. And now you will give something up for the next 40 days and feel like a good person.
Okay, that was my next question, Pebbles. Well, I guess you answered it. But so Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent?
Yes.
So does that mean we all have to give something up for...
You don't have to if you want to. It's supposed to be something that's like a sacrifice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... I could be wrong about this. You're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, because you'll go to hell. If you have a burger on Friday, but you're a good person every other day, you'll go to hell.
Right. Okay.
This is
And then
this
people
is,
get mad at me when I make fun of how stupid religion is.
This is if you're Catholic with the... I mean, I know other Christian religions also do.
Yeah.
But
I'm Catholic.
Everyone doesn't do the meat things.
So. I'm Catholic, but I really like my ribeye. So Friday night, I'm going, you know, I have plans to go out to eat somewhere. I don't know if I can eat chicken.
You should
I don't
give
know.
Up.
I'm not.
You should sacrifice the casino for the next 40 days.
Okay. Where are we? February 7th? No, it's not happening.
Pebbles, are you giving something up?
I don't know. I was trying to... Because we have to use social media for work, I, you know, can't completely give it up. But I was thinking of giving it up, like, after a certain time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
It's... Yeah...
Like after 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Oh, no. Please, I was thinking like 7.
Oh.
Crazy?
Not much of a... I'm going to give it up while I'm not awake.
Oh, no. That's a big sacrifice. You know that before bed, scrolling on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Next thing you know, it's midnight.
You know how many times I've fallen asleep with my phone on my chest?
I was going to say, I just feel like Melissa always has her phone on. And
always.
Like, if you know, like you do, like when you get up in the middle of the night, just like randomly, I feel like she always has to check.
Always.
Just to see if there's
like,
something
you know how they give
happened.
You, at the end of the week, they'll tell you how many hours you were on your
God.
Phone a day?
Yeah.
I don't even want to tell you guys how much. Like, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I think it's over 10.
Oh, my God.
It's it's really an addiction.
That is
really
crazy. I have a friend who gives up social media. He's like on social media all of the time, like all day, every day. I'm like, how do you get? And like, he's good at his job. I'm like, how do you do work? Because you're on it all the time. But he's like, but he makes this big announcement that he's getting off social media for Lent. And I'm like, bro, you're not like TMZ. You're not breaking news. I'm
well,
like, you're just telling
people,
about your stupid day.
There's people that might be following.
Yeah,
there's
my God.
There's a lot of people that count on us, Romero, to deliver sometimes very fake news, but that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, did you hear Eminem's moving to Lynn? Spread the word.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.